You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12, where we give you the latest news from the Conference of Champions. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. We're locking in on some of the top offensive players in Pac-12 football today. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, and I'm joined by Michael Luke of Locked On Wildcats. Michael, how's it going?
Not too bad, Cindy. Long time no talk. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, just trying to get through this off season. It's like we're waiting for some action to happen. There is some Pac-12 action happening with like softball and baseball, but I'm not a huge baseball fan, so I'm ready for like football and basketball to get going.
Me either. I'm pretty much strictly basketball and football. Great minds think alike there, Cindy.
There we go. There is something to be excited for, though. NCAA, I want to say regionals are happening right now, or prelims. Basically, it's the prelims for NCAAs. So that's going on. The West is competing at Eugene, Oregon this week. And so that'll be exciting. I might have to drop in some, some results from the Pac-12 in the
I totally get that one. I totally get that one.
Yeah, but today we're going to stick with football and continue talking about some players specifically. We're starting with Keaton Slovis out of USC, the quarterback. Some great things to talk about with him. He's actually ranked, so 247 Sports ranked the top 10 Pac-12 players to look out for going into 2021. And Keaton Slovis is ranked second. Mm-hmm. So that says a lot in itself. And he's right behind Kayvon Thibodeau. So we already know.
Right. Like, we already know what he is. For sure.
Yeah, exactly. We talked about him recently. Now going moving forward to Keaton, like getting ready to lead that USC Trojans team to hopefully another Pac-12 South championship and hopefully a Pac-12 championship.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that really kind of took the bull by the horns when he took over in Salt Lake City. I mean, excuse me, in USC. He was a guy that... he wasn't a really highly rated guy coming out of high school, Cindy, but when he got there, he quickly outperformed all the plethora of five-star quarterbacks you got. And it's weird. It's easy and it's difficult to understand why. Because when you watch him, you can tell how cerebral he is. He's a really talented guy in that regard. He sees things before they develop, things of that nature. But he's also got a pretty good arm, not a great arm, but he's got a pretty good arm. And he's a guy that let's be honest here. If you are the University of Southern California, you're always built on having a quarterback. And Slovis right now, you're hoping after kind of an up and down sophomore year can recapture some of that form that he showed as a freshman. And if things go right for you, and this is always the way it is with good programs, he won't be on your roster next year because he'll be in the NFL.
Yeah, one of the major things, you know, you were talking about ups and downs that he battled last year was too many interceptions. And like you said, a good arm, not a great one, but that is going to be something going into the season that he definitely will look to minimize.
Yes. And when it comes to a guy like Slovis, he's always going to have a ton of talent around him just because of the nature of where he plays. But just as importantly, though, Cindy, last year, I don't want to say it was a throwaway, but I kind of look at last year and say, you know what? It's kind of the COVID year in that you didn't really have your typical fall camp. You're playing weird times. You don't know if you're going to be playing that day or not. And so I give him a little bit of a pass, but he's got to step up. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You can't have the kind of interceptions that he had last year and expect to remain as a top flight NFL caliber quarterback, because you know what? They're going to be watching him this year and they're going to say, all right, last year we check off some excuses. This year, no excuses.
Considering all we know about Keaton and like this Pac-12 conference overall, would you consider him the best QB in the Pac-12 this upcoming season? Because they have him ranked as basically the best, with only one other one in this top 10 list. So I'm just wondering, do you think he fits that bill?
No, I mean, yes, because there are some guys that you look at and you could, I mean, you know, Jaden Daniels is a guy that, junior quarterback at ASU that I could see being maybe surprising some people and being that guy. But right now, I mean, if you're looking at it, I mean, Slovis just checks off the most boxes. Slovis is the most talented, or not the most talented, but he's certainly the most ready. He's got the most firepower around him, and he's the guy that is shown at his apex. He's the best quarterback out there. So, yes, I mean, when he's not the best QB in the country, but, you know, for my money, he's the best quarterback in the conference. I'll put it to you like that.
So how much would you say he's actually, like, grown and developed from being a three-star prospect to now possibly the best in the conference?
You know, it's weird because he had such immediate success that it's funny. I was thinking about that last night when I knew we were going to talk about this. He had such immediate success that I don't know that it's possible to totally quantify what he is able to improve upon, but you certainly want to see more of what you saw as a freshman than what you saw as a sophomore. And my big thing with him is he's going to throw for a lot of yards. He's going to throw for a lot of touchdowns, but you just can't have some of the brain dead picks that you had last year. You just can't have some of the plays where you're looking and you're like, dude, you got a guy wide open in the flat and you just threw into triple coverage up the seam. That can't be the things that we're talking about during the regular season. And he's a sharp guy. He's going to have an entire offseason under his belt, and I think he's going to be just fine in that regard.
All right. Well, we know what he needs to work on. We know what we're hoping to see next season as far as what he can accomplish and what he can do for that USC team. So coming up next, we're going to highlight another Pac-12 quarterback that Michael already mentioned that you can keep an eye out on for this upcoming season. If you're in the market for a cleaner and better nicotine alternative, then this is the product for you. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers. Finally, a tobacco alternative that doesn't suck. They researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy Nicotine comes in a gum or a lozenge form, 4 milligrams of nicotine in each one, multiple different flavors to choose from. The lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy now. And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. Go to lucy.co and use promo code LOCKEDONCOLLEGE to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code LOCKEDONCOLLEGE at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code LOCKEDONCOLLEGE. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything. And whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, now we're going to continue this quarterback talk with another standout quarterback to look out for in this Pac-12 conference, and that is ASU's Jaden Daniels, another junior. 247 Sports has him ranked 10th as the best 10th best Pac-12 player going into 2021. Competed as a true freshman, and then last year played through the four games. the one thing that's, I won't say one thing that stands up about him, because I feel like a lot of quarterbacks and players in college football feel this way, but he mentioned he wants to leave a legacy. Like, that is his goal in this upcoming season, and he has his eye on that Rose Bowl.
Well, he's a weird story, because you generally don't see a lot of five-star kids that turn down Alabama to go to ASU, but that's exactly what that El Cajon native did. And it was a smart move for him, because while he's very good, he's not – Alabama's a different animal entirely.
Right. Totally different beast.
Entirely different, but he's great for ASU. And he's a fascinating pro prospect, because he's had some games, especially as a freshman, where he lit up an Oregon defense for 485 yards, four touchdowns, no picks. And then he'll have some other games where you're like, what exactly are you doing there, dude? You threw for 64 yards against Utah, or for whatever the case may be. But when you watch him, he's very slight of build. That's your one concern, is how will he hold up to the rigors of an NFL schedule? But, you know, he's got some talent. He understands the game. He doesn't turn the ball over. He can run. His arm is more than good enough. This is really his year. I think ASU is going to win the conference, and a big reason why is because I think it's going to be done on his shoulders. He's that kind of talent, and he's got to show it, though, because he's been very up and down. He hasn't had the highs that Slovis has had in the past, so he's certainly not in that category, Cindy, but with the way ASU's been building, especially on the perimeter on offense, they're going to have big, talented wide receivers, not USC type guys, but certainly guys that can play at that, or play at a very high level. Then you look in your backfield and you've got guys like Trainum. He's going to have more than enough talent around him. And I think that's something that if you're an ASU fan, you got to be pretty excited about.
I saw a way too early mock draft about for this upcoming, you know, NFL draft in 2022, I guess, that projected Jaden to go to the Saints. And so, granted, if we know that's actually going to happen or not, it piqued my interest because I am a Saints fan. So I will be keeping an eye out for Jaden this season. What would you say is one thing that he could or needs to work on ahead of this 2021 season?
This is such a cliche and corny observation, but it's so true. I just need Jaden Daniels to be more consistent. Yeah. I need every game go in, and I need you to be able, and it's a different kind of consistency than Slovis. I need you to go in there, and I need you to be able to throw up 250 yards a game and multiple touchdowns, because you've got that kind of talent, and you've got that kind of talent around yourself. So if you don't do that, you know, you kind of wonder, all right, at what level are we really, what level are we really talking about? How good really are you? And I think that's probably a little bit of the question that will come up, but I don't expect that to be an issue.
So a question I had was about his athleticism and how that measures up to what we see from quarterback talent now in the NFL and in college football. He has that ability to throw and run, and he's not afraid to do that. How does that measure up for you?
His athleticism, I think, is more than good enough. You see a lot of guys that are just kind of bricks back there still. And Jaden Daniels is certainly more in that new category. My question, though, Cindy, is just how will he be able to put on weight? You know, you were a track star, and I think you see all different kinds of body types.
Yeah.
And there are certain people, and I know that you've seen this up close, that, you know what, no matter how much they eat, no matter how much they train, they can get stronger, but it doesn't appear that way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, men have a little harder time with this as well, because obviously when you have a fast metabolism, that's hard to gain weight regardless. But if you're a naturally slim body, and I've had a few friends that had to deal with this as well, me when I was a lot younger, but putting on weight and good weight in that sense, muscle and stuff like that, is a lot more difficult than it seems. And then for a football player, you want to make sure that when you're doing that, you don't put on weight that holds you back, right? Because yes, you want to be big and strong and, you know, be able to take tackles and all of that. But at the same time, you don't want that to interfere with how you move. And for him, he's someone who moves well. So granted, all of that is, it will come in time, because at some point you are able to start gaining weight, but I don't know if it'll be in time before he enters the NFL.
So, like, the thing when it comes to a guy like a Jaden Daniels, though, is you do kind of wonder, because he's been a high profile athlete for quite a while. And generally these guys by that stage, by the time you hit 21, by the time you hit 20, you at least show some capacity to be able to put on muscle. And at least from an outsider perspective, I haven't seen a ton of that. But you know what, when it comes to development, and again, the COVID year was just rough for a lot of people, I think it's going to be a little bit different for them, Cindy. I expect him to look a little bit bigger. I just don't know how much.
I will say it could be a matter of the program and the trainers deciding that that may not be necessary for him. I don't know if that's the smartest move, but you know what I mean? Like, some people have different ideologies about gaining weight and what that is, if it's necessary or whatever the case may be. And I'm not speaking for on behalf of like a Herm Edwards or whoever's making those decisions, but I'm just saying that could play into in the factor of they may be looking at him like, you've had success here. That is probably a minuscule part and will just come into play gradually throughout the season as you lift and, you know, train or whatever. Granted, he could be doing all of that this off season now, taking that time to, you know, work out daily, get hit the weight room, add protein into his diet, whatever the case may be, that he may be doing all that right now. So we may very well come that first game, see a different Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. And that's what I'm curious to see, is if he can be that guy, because I think he's got the capacity to. And you know what? Some guys are just skinny, but you know what? They're stronger. You look at Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant's incredibly skinny, but you know what? There's nobody right now in the NBA that's abusing Kevin Durant, as he's been showing night in and night out. And I think if you're Jaden Daniels, you're ASU, you're hoping that he's kind of along that template.
If anything, it'll be bulk up a little bit more just to prevent injuries at the very minimum.
For sure. No, that's very, very well put right there.
All right. Still to come, we're talking about a running back who's expected to really make some noise out of Colorado. If you're looking for the best tasting protein bar out there, Built Bar is the one for you. Built Bar comes in 9 delicious flavors, a little something for everybody, from coconut to coconut almond. If you're more into the fruity flavors, they have cherry and raspberry. And then obviously for our chocolate lovers, they have mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. Literally something for everyone. I'm more of a salted caramel type. The best part about Built Bar is that it's healthy. That's right, tasty and healthy. Each bar has about 17 to 18 grams of protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and low in carbs. That's 9 amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, so this last person we're talking about is Jarek Broussard out of Colorado, running back. May not be a name that all of Pac-12 is very familiar with. He sat out his first 2 seasons, first year as a redshirt, second year because of a knee injury. But last season, which was only 6 games, he made a pretty good impression on the Pac-12, so much so that he was the Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year.
And you know what? Sometimes guys just come out of nowhere, or they're just a little bit different than where you maybe think they're going to be. And that's really the case with him, because, you know, you look at his numbers, 156 yards, 156 rushes, 895 yards, 5 TDs. And the thing that's crazy about it, he came to Colorado as a wide receiver. And so you will kind of wonder, another guy, would he ever be able to put on enough weight? And I think you look at it right now and you think to yourself, man, he's able to do that right now. And he's really just kind of become a next level player for them. And I don't know what kind of pro prospect he is, because that's going to be a little bit to be determined, kind of like with Jaden Daniels with the weight, what can you put on? But right now, Cindy, though, this was a good spot. I mean, this is a guy that I think has a lot of next level potential to him.
He is considered the second best offensive player out of this list for 247 Sports, which is shocking with only one, not even full season under his belt. But that just shows how much of an impression he made on scouts and, you know, the Pac-12 conference. Now, I do wonder, how difficult is it to switch from being a receiver to a running back? Like, I know they're both offensive positions, but still, like, how big is that transition?
You know, this that's a, you're either born with it or you're not. there's some running backs that just will never be able to catch out of the backfield ever. And he's one of the guys that I think you look at and you say he's a little bit of a different animal there entirely. He's a guy that is going to be able to, he's obviously shown that he can catch out of the backfield. And that was why he was able to do what he's done at the running back position. Look at Marshall Faulk. Marshall Faulk could have been an NFL wide receiver. He could have been an NFL running back, obviously. Whereas, and there's some guys that just don't have that ability. They don't have that natural instinct to be able to be that. And right now, Jarek Broussard is that. And Jarek Broussard is that to a T.
So overall, you know, Colorado, we talked about them a few episodes ago or whatever, just about what to expect and, you know, going into their season. Now they do have a tough schedule ahead of them. How do you think Jarek is going to help that team, you know, progress in this season?
I think he's going to be a bell cow for him. If he's able to stay healthy and he's able to put on a little bit of weight, I think you're looking at a guy that could rush for 1,500 yards, Cindy. He's that kind of player. He's dynamic, and he's much tougher than you would think because of his size. He's a dynamic guy, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if he repeated as the offensive player of the year.
I was going to say, do you think he's able to repeat that performance from last season, knowing that, you know, last season was only six games?
He's got that ability for sure.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
So something to look forward to. Colorado may have some sleeper situation going on there.
Mm-hmm, very much so. And he's a guy too, that you look at him and you say, yeah, I could see that being a guy that starts showing up on draft boards pretty highly, pretty quickly.
All right. Well, I'm going to take Michael's word for it. I trust his judgment. You should too, in my opinion.
Absolutely. For sure.
We're going to continue to break down players throughout the next few weeks, and then we'll also hop into that basketball world and talk a little Pac-12 hoops just to get everyone excited about the upcoming season. If this was not enough for you, you can get more sports news on the Locked On Today podcast. They provide you all the sports news in under 20 minutes. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. So follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And then follow Locked On Pac-12 podcast and Locked On Wildcats podcast on the Odyssey app. And you can follow both the podcasts on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12 and at Locked On Wildcats. And then if you really want to follow the host, you can follow me at _Cindy Robinson and Michael at
Iron Mike Luke.
There you go. As always, stay locked on Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.